The Swede Life is not only the subject of our GeoQuiz, it was the subject of an Italian movie classic. La Dolce Vita turned 50 this year, and it had a gala birthday party this past weekend. A restored version of the Federico Fellini film screened at the Rome Film Festival. The movie follows a journalist as he covers the beautiful people, the movie stars, and Rome's nightlife. It depicts a city that's bustling and decaying and wondrous and self-indulgent. Nancy Greenlease reports that Romans today disagree on whether La Dolce Vita still describes their city.
Dateline Rome, 1960, Via Veneto. Actors and aristocrats and those with just a few lira in their pockets sip cocktails at cafes. Roving reporter Marcello Rubini, played by Marcello Mastroianni, hollers to his faithful photographer to hop in the car.
Paparazzo, svelto, state in macchina. Cammina. Andiamo al cha-cha-cha.
And they're off to a nightclub for a little debauchery. La Dolce Vita is a portrait of Roman life in 1960. Well, more of a diary entry. Sexy, scandalous, and somewhat sad. Antonello Sarno directed Dolce Vita Mambo, a new documentary about the making of the classic.
La Dolce Vita is the most current, relevant film that exists. It hasn't lost a second of its relevance.
Sarno is convinced it could be shot today and would again fill the cinemas.
Per un motivo semplice, contiene il gossip esasperato.
For a simple reason, it deals with the most outrageous gossip of the day. It talks about violent crime, sexual transgressions. Even on the set itself, actors and others were supposedly taking drugs.
La Dolce Vita breaks all the rules.
Director Martin Scorsese presented the restored film at the Rome Film Festival. He praised Fellini for defying censors and portraying life honestly.
There's no story. There's no plot. Some say it's episodic, but it reflects life in that way. And ever since then, at that point, he never told a straight story again on film. He developed more, further and further into like giant murals or paintings or frescoes.
And wading across the canvas in the most famous scene is Anita Ekberg, who plays the American starlet. She and Marcello are exploring Rome in the wee hours when she comes upon the Trevi Fountain and climbs in.
Marcello, come here. Hurry up.
Giovanni Riposati owns the bakery and cafe that face the Trevi Fountain. He adores the film and the era that Fellini captured.
It's surrealistic but so beautiful to see Anita Ekberg like a goddess coming out from the water. It's still now a such modern picture, touching, emotional.
Tourists also get carried away, plunging into the fountain to recreate the scene. They quickly get slapped with a fine. Many Romans say this sweet and easy life is long over. Rome is run over by tourists and traffic. Jobs are scarce. Yet the image lives on. Yet Riposati insists that some of Fellini's Rome has survived.
The design, the beautiful women, the fashion, the beautiful cars is still, in a way, existing. But no, it's not the same. A fantastic, beautiful woman, Anita Ekberg, genuine, real, no silicone.
Valeria Changotini added another touch of reality. As a teenager, she played Paola, the angelic blonde whom Mastroianni meets at a seaside restaurant and later on the beach in the final scene. Now she's in her 60s and has a more seasoned take on the film and its dreamy concept.
In realtà non è una vita dolce.
Truthfully, it's not a sweet life. It's a life that seems golden, sheltered from the many horrible things out there. But it really isn't. In the film, it's not in the least. And probably La Dolce Vita itself never existed.
Yet it rolls on in Italian movie theaters. One cinema in Rome still shows the film on a regular basis, and the new restored version will be screened for free in 12 Italian cities. For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlease in Rome.
Buon viaggio, Riccardo!